It's 88 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Starbucks has laid off more than 200 corporate workers. About half of them got canned for refusing to move to Nashville. Earlier this year, the coffee giant announced it was building a southeast headquarters in the city. The $100 million project is expected to employ 2,000 people in Nashville. The state gave Starbucks $30 million in grants for the expansion, a move that has been controversial. Starbucks reported to the state of Washington that it laid off 120 people because they would not relocate here. The company told the Tennessean the workers were fired, but that their roles were not eliminated, so those will be open to local applicants. The growth in kids playing soccer in Tennessee has resulted in a corresponding shortage of referees. Youth referee Chris Godsick says he can't blame teens for passing on the opportunity, even though the pay is pretty good.
It is one of the scariest propositions for a younger person to get out on the field. It is like starring in a Broadway show with heckling. A lot of people just don't want it. It's not worth it. It causes tremendous anxiety because you are really involved in every critical decision. And it's really a lot to shoulder at a young age.
Godsick joined our midday show, This is Nashville, for an episode about soccer and sportsmanship. He offered to fill in as a ref for high school games this fall and immediately had his schedule filled. You can hear that full episode at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. It's getting more expensive to rent a car at the Nashville International Airport. The airport authority tax a daily fee onto the rental price. It used to be $4.50, but the board hiked it to $10 last year. That's because the airport is spending $500 million to build a new building for rental car providers, adding space for about 5,000 more cars. The Nashville Business Journal reports the board will vote next month on whether to again raise the fee to $12 a day. Construction is already underway, paid for in part by debt. The airport's chief financial officer says the fee must go up to 12 to be sustainable. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.